Welcome, one and all, to the show that speaks about cognitive skills like leadership, communication, teamwork, iterative and adaptive methodologies, emotional intelligence, and coaching. My name is José Mata, and I'm a certified master coach from the Center for Coaching Certification and member of the International Coaching Federation, with over 15 years of experience in the software business. You can reach out to me directly by visiting www.josemota.net. All right, let's get back to the topic of today. Enjoy. This is episode 3 on my ongoing series on understanding procrastination. In the previous episodes, we've talked about how fear, overwhelm, and distractions interfere with our productivity and overall well-being. Check those out if you haven't. There are some ideas there that I'll be picking up as we go through the series. If there's one thing I can share about motivation, is that it's the most powerful yet volatile fuel for accomplishing great things. You can do so much when you're deeply motivated from head to toe, fully in the moment, from the body to your mind and soul. If left alone, though, it goes away just like that. It's high upkeep. You have to chase after it sometimes. People often procrastinate because they have neither the motivation or discipline to stick. I got good news for you. Reclaiming motivation in today's day and age is still somewhat simple, despite all distractions, competition, and stimuli. It only takes a little bit of discipline and a sprinkle of time. Let's talk about discipline compared to motivation. Discipline is an acquired skill. Motivation isn't. In fact, discipline generates motivation because you see the results more reliably when you are consistent, despite motivation or lack thereof. I remember back in 2013 when I worked for Tuts Plus, my job was to produce content for my subscribers. My motivation was the desire I had to share my knowledge and expertise. That kept me going. But that motivation wasn't always there when I had to do hard work like editing videos, coming up with a tailor-made script. That required discipline more than motivation. There were times when I had little to no motivation at all, and yet I had the discipline of doing the work anyway. I do remember bringing myself into the task in order to succeed. I felt better before and after the work had been done. I set myself up for success. That was my secret. 10 years later, and I have come to incorporate multiple different ways of leveraging motivation and discipline. Here are a couple of suggestions that I can offer. The first one is visualization, and it's an incredible mechanism. We lose track of what we don't see. So make it visible, as often as you can afford. Vision boards project your intentions. They hijack your senses. They send signals to your brain, so you think they're real, and you start attracting them to you. Do you wish to become successful as your hero? Put their face up. Want to run a successful business? What does that look like? Put it up. Want to make more money? Maybe put up a fake check of how much money you want to make. Similar to vision boards, affirmation statements are powerful. The same way you hijack your visual senses, reading key statements frequently penetrates your cortex in a way that it not only brings you into a positive state of mind, it builds your self-esteem and triggers you to change for the better. This is often translated to fake it till you make it, or be who you want to be in the future. The stuff works. Every time I had a life-changing situation in my hands, I resorted to affirmation statements to keep my mind and heart focused on the outcomes I sought. They acted as a reminder of what was important and that the hard work I had to put in would pay off. And it did. from my family to my career to my home. Another very simple and important tactic to employ is preparation. Physical, mental, and emotional. Your routines are important at the beginning of your day. For example, every day I have a very simple routine that sets me up for a good, productive morning. I always take my breakfast with my family, do my daily Wordle, check my email, and look at my calendar. I then take a look at my weekly goal and respective tasks. I always have a couple of high priority items, and I plan to do those first. Sometimes recording a podcast episode is one of them. If I turn them in during the morning, I'm good. Everything else is a bonus that I'll take with gratitude. I've launched episode 21 a while ago that speaks of rocks, pebbles, and sand, an interesting analogy to time management. You might be asking yourself about meetings and how do you prepare for meetings or unexpected calls. I'll give it to you. They might happen, and sometimes they'll break your flow or routine. I've come to learn to accept it. What I typically like to do is to set the stage up front with those I meet with more or less regularly. When I engage with new clients, colleagues, or supervisors, I discuss ideal times for conversation or collaboration, preparation for those conversations, and strategies for dealing with the unexpected. That way, I help myself stay focused when I have to, and I devote my full attention to those who need it more effectively. In the previous episode on distractions, I followed on this subject of managing who gets to talk to you and this sort of idea on collaboration and ideal times for communication. Sometimes all you need is someone else to partner with. Not everyone is solely motivated on themselves, and so they might reach out to external energy to gain that motivation. There are many ways other people can help you. Casual chat at the very start of the day might be all you need. Maybe have a daily get-together with a peer or your entire team for no more than 5 to 15 minutes. Maybe seeking a coach to help you develop ways to boost your motivation and discipline. Your way is the best way. To summarize the topic of motivation, at least from my perspective, it is important to be motivated. It provides us with spurts of drive to keep moving forward. A long-term purpose is the most sustainable source of motivation. Pair that with discipline, vision, adequate preparation, and accountability to create a powerful recipe for success.
Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josemalda.net and I'll answer it. Talk to you soon.